As fatigue begins to set in across the planet, most survivors have emerged, many have died, and some have miraculously recovered. The condition of the people is mixed, but optimism is at an all-time high. Since the original power supply fueling the MLAT-73 computer virus seems to have stopped, it has resulted in the number of people getting infected plateaued, which means the numbers are no longer increasing. Hope is on the horizon. Yet, at the same time that hope is on the horizon, an imminent threat remains. The world is trapped in a standoff between fear and hope, holding both opposing concepts as truth simultaneously. I'm sorry, but I'm struggling to come up with the words to explain how these two ideas can be true at the same time. It's a difficult concept for a young mind to grasp. How can one break such difficult news delicately to a young mind like yourself? Hey kids, remember blow pops? They're like a two-in-one, right? Bubblegum inside a lollipop. Well, that's sort of like fear and hope. Except, you need the right ratio in order to have a good blow pop. Mostly hope, with just enough fear to give you something to chew on for long enough to unwrap another blow pop and pop it in. It's time to put on the tinfoil hat and venture on into your home to power up your old computer and connect to the interweb. While it is dangerous to go in, it's critical that we have a digital checkup with Dr. Quantum. Proceed to this URL and prepare to be mind blown.